China's Commerce Ministry last Thursday expanded extraterritorial export controls on rare earth elements, mirroring the U.S. foreign direct product rule by restricting U.S.-linked tech and banning military use exports, directly countering U.S. curbs on advanced chips and signaling that while America limits China's current tech access, Beijing can disrupt tomorrow's global semiconductor, EV, and defense supply chains. President Trump retaliated with threats of a canceled Xi meeting, 100% tariffs, and software export bans from November 1st, but both sides left de-escalation room ahead of potential APEC talks and a November 10th tariff truce expiry, viewed as President Trump's negotiating leverage tactic to avoid a pre-2026 midterm trade war, with conciliatory signals from U.S. officials and even President Trump himself. Equity markets have plunged, boosting gold, treasuries, while the U.S. dollar sold off amid supply chain fears, though treasury bids have puzzled analysts. The dollar risks further weakness from Fed dovishness. The euro has since recovered as a safe haven amid U.S. risks and French stability, but also has been capped for now by German weakness. Japan's LTP Kamado alliance collapsed over scandals, undermining PM hopeful Sanae Takaichi and delaying BOJ hikes. The Australian dollar is facing trade headwinds tied to China, despite RBA caution. That's all for now.